This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Welcome back to the Pack of Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show is coming up next from 9 to 11. Mason and Tommy holding down the fort today. Right now, joining us, though, on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, is the one and only Aaron Nagler. You can find him on social media at Aaron Nagler, appropriately. Of course, CheeseheadTV.com. Aaron, it is wonderful to be talking to you. How are you doing, my friend?
Andy Herman, good morning. Happy training camp. How we doing?
I am doing fantastic. I know you guys had a wonderful live event last night for Cheesehead TV. I'm hoping that went well. Day 11 today. You've got a few days left at camp, and excited to catch up with you over today at practice.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, last night was great. Had a great time at Backyard Brew there in Ashwaubenon. Beers were drank, the Brewers were watched, and the Brewers won. It was great. A lot of fun.
Well, we might talk a little bit about that as well. I always love, you know, you and I are, you know, constantly talking Packers at all points in time. And we, of course, are, you know, nonstop covering them and looking, researching, et cetera. But we have just enough information to be dangerous when it comes to talk about Brewers baseball, which is the exact sweet spot that you want to be in for a radio show. So we might get to talk a little bit of that at the end here. But before we get there, I want to talk about Nate Hobbs, his injury. We've already got people freaking out on the internet, which is what people on the internet are apt to do, Aaron. But your thoughts on this Nate Hobbs injury and what it potentially means for the secondary?
I mean, I think it's perfect. The guy was blowing up Packers players left and right while he was out there, you know, establishing himself, showing a new attitude on the defensive side of the ball. But you can't have that. You can't be hurting your own guys. So they shut him down until the start of the season where it can hurt other people, other players on other teams. I mean, I'm kind of kidding, but I don't, like, see the problem here. Like, they said it was mostly preventative. That was the report from Bill Huber over there at Sports Illustrated. And they wanted to make sure it wasn't a problem throughout the season. It's certainly very clear that he is going to be a positive addition to the secondary. You saw that out there at those practices. I think this will, I mean, the people freaking out really need to, you know, relax, take a breath, go outside, and remember that it's a game and it's a lot of fun. And that's what Hobbs does when he's out there. Hitting people, I think, too. Taking it to the other team.
Yeah, I have no concern at this point. And I know he's had a little bit of injury history, but it's not been anything crazy. Yes, he's missed a few games here, there in each season, but hopefully this is it. This is the one that he has throughout this season and he gets it cleaned up ahead of time. And Nate Hobbs can go on to have a very fruitful 2025 because again, he was looking great at camp prior to that injury. And hopefully it's much ado about nothing. And like I said, he's out there week one, taking on the Lions and playing like the Lions like to play football, going for kneecaps and everything else, as they like to say. You've obviously been out there at training camp for the last, week and a half now. I just kind of want to ask you what your kind of key takeaways have been. I'll let you go in any direction that you want, but what are some of the things that you've been marinating on as you've been out there at practice?
It's interesting to watch the kind of shuffling of the offensive line, mostly kind of by necessity, but also a little bit by design as far as they preach versatility, and they've certainly put a lot of different guys in a lot of different spots. To me, so much of this kind of stretch here from now through the preseason games is about, you know, settling on obviously left tackle and then by association right guard, because Jordan Morgan's had a real good kind of stretch here these last four practices or so, exclusively playing left tackle with the first unit. And I thought, you know, I thought he had a bit of a rough go of it on Family Night until I went back and watched it. And I was, wait a second, this guy actually played pretty darn well. And yes, he had certainly some teachable moments, but I'm just wondering how that shakes out, because Rashid Walker clearly has been the guy the last couple of years and I think has played very well, but he's been out with an injury and it's given Morgan an opportunity to really bank some reps. So to me, I mean, I talk about this all the time over at Chiefshead TV. I know people get so excited about the skill players and all the big plays and the bomb to Dobbs yesterday, and that's great. I love it. It's a lot of fun. The offensive line is the engine of your offense. You're only going to go as far as they go. So that, to me, is what I've been focused on, and I will continue to focus on while I'm here.
Yeah, and I appreciate that as well, because sometimes it's a thankless job, because as you know, again, it's not always the sexiest thing, but like you said, it's the engine that makes this team go. And that's where I'm at too, of like, if Jordan Morgan does end up being the sixth offensive lineman going into the season, and it's just Walker and Banks, Jenkins, you know, Zach Tom, Sean Ryan along the offensive line, so be it. Like, the fact that they have that depth along the offensive line, you still got Jacob Monk, Anthony Belton, amongst others, you're going to need that throughout the course of the season. I've been pretty pleased. There's a lot of people that already just seem out on Jordan Morgan. I don't get it at all. I think he's going to be a good offensive lineman. I think there's a strong chance he could end up in a rotation, maybe at left tackle with Rashid Walker. Let me ask you about that as we're being joined by Aaron Nagler, Chiefshead TV. Find him on social media at Aaron Nagler. How do you feel about the Packers' propensity to rotate some of these guys, whether it be maybe at left tackle, maybe at right guard? We've seen it with John Runyon Jr. In the past. We've seen it with Yash Nyman and Rashid Walker at left tackle. So they've done this before. I'm sure they're going to do it again. How do you feel about these rotations along the offensive line?
Yeah, as an old head, Andy, I got to admit it is weird to me. I'm not, you know, predisposed to try and be open-minded about it, but I have forced myself to be, because as you point out, they've done it plenty of times now, and it's been pretty successful. I understand the idea of cross training and they want to get guys reps and there's nothing like live action. I think some of it is a product of the CBA and the fact that you don't get anything close to what you used to as far as a brutally long off season in pads where you could really build your offensive line and hone it to a point where, okay, maybe you don't need to, you can declare your absolute, these are your five best, et cetera. But I think because there's such limited time in the off season, there's certainly way fewer padded practices now than there were, say, even 10 years ago, let alone 20 years ago, that I get they're looking at it and approaching it in a different way. And they, like I said, they've had good results. So I still kind of bristle at times, because even LaFleur, at the end of the offseason program, was asked about offensive line play in general and his offensive line. He said, oh, there's nothing like that cohesion. Well, okay, how do you get that cohesion when you keep running guys in and out, even within a game? That's the other thing. We're not talking like week to week. We're talking within drive to drive. So to me, I kind of bristle. Like I said, I'm an old head about it, but I can't argue with the results. They have been good. So they're doing something right. They have a new approach, and it seems to be working.
I joked around the other day of like, we've heard forever that this isn't Madden. You can't just go into player management and take a left tackle and move him to right guard. It doesn't work that way. And the Packers are like, actually, it does kind of work that way. We're just going to take our second year.
It is exactly Madden. Thank you very much. Yeah,
it is. So like, they're just like, yeah, we're just going to take Jordan Morgan, our young guy. We're just going to put him wherever the heck we want in any given moment. He'll be fine. He'll figure it out. So it is kind of like, after all the years of being told that's not how it works, they're just like, yeah, that's how it's going to work for us. All right. As mentioned, you've been out there a ton at camp, and I just want to kind of get some of your standouts and quiet players so far. So again, players, we'll start with standouts. Who's been somebody that's maybe caught your eye, a couple players that you're just maybe excited to talk about or excited to see how they maybe perform in preseason?
Well, the obvious one is Matthew Golden. You can't go a single day without him making some really impressive play, really showing off the skill set that obviously caught the Packers' attention, made him their first-round pick. That's an obvious one, and I'm excited to see him get into some more live action against opponents, these joint practices, certainly week one. But yeah, Golden has been, so far, as advertised, and I think even probably a little better than I expected him to be. Yeah. Someone who probably isn't being talked about quite as much, not even close, actually, is Micah Robinson. the seventh round cornerback, who, to my eyes, man, every single day, he is making a handful of plays that look like he is a veteran. He belongs. He knows the game. And obviously, still a rookie, very early, a ways to go, et cetera. But nothing looks too big for him. And for a team that is certainly going to need one or two of these really young, inexperienced corners to step up their game at some point this season, that extreme depth, as it were, is going to be tested. They've talked a lot about liking their top three guys. We've already got one guy down in Hobbs, right? So you're going to be getting some of these younger guys legitimate snaps. And to my eyes, Robinson has certainly looked like he could step in and kind of staunch the bleeding, so to speak, if he were called upon. Again, very anxious to see him when things are live in a competitive situation where, you know, they're game planning and they're trying to, like, take advantage of the rookie, et cetera. But, man, so far he has answered every bell, and I'm excited to see him continue to develop.
I want you to put your Brian Gutekunst hat on for a moment. You get to keep six corners. We know the top three are going to get kept already. You got three more. You've got Micah Robinson, Kalen King, Kamal Haddon, Bo Melton, Corey Ballantyne as your five, you know, probably contenders for those three spots. Which three are you keeping?
I mean, it's probably Melton because they love him and what he contributes on special teams. I think Ballantyne makes a world of sense, right? Because clearly he knows their system. He's been in the program, been with them to the point where he started. I don't think people remember. But he started for like a stretch of five games a couple years ago.
Yeah, and played well.
So I think those and played well, right? Then I think Robinson's got a real shot. Like, those are the three that I would suspect that they roll with. But again, all it takes is a stretch of two or three practices for Haddon to jump up, right? Or Kalen King to. And I think King's had a good camp up to this point. But that would be my guess at this moment right now. But again, things can change real quickly.
Yes, they can. Kamal Haddon's my guy, but he needs to get back out there practicing. He's been banged up the last week or so. All right, we talked about the standouts so far. There's also, you know, probably some quiet players. Who's somebody that maybe over the course of the next, you know, few weeks of training camp you'd like to see maybe make a little bit more noise?
Well, we talked about this, I believe, in the press box on family night, but man, Devontae Wyatt has been real quiet. And maybe, who knows, there may be extenuating circumstances there. Maybe it's the kind of stuff we've been watching them do install-wise. Maybe they're running plays to try and take advantage of him. I don't know, but he has been awfully quiet for a guy that they are certainly depending on at that three-tech spot to create havoc and get in the backfield and blow things up and cause problems for the offense. Haven't seen a whole lot of that. Now, that doesn't mean, again, it's camp, so we're on the sideline. It's hard to see a lot of the interior stuff along the offensive and defensive lines. But, yeah, as far as what I would have probably expected coming into this camp versus what we've seen so far, he's been pretty quiet. And the other guy, I think, is Jaden Reed, who finally, I think yesterday, finally started to make some plays, right?
Big time.
Up until, I want to say, like, family night, saw him get a little bit more involved, but it's been a pretty quiet summer. And, like, look, maybe that's just a product of the type of stuff they're working on install-wise, because he is never out there when they go two wide receivers. He has strictly been running in the slot, very strictly the third receiver, so to speak. So maybe it's just a product of they're working on other personnel groups. I don't know, but he has been awfully quiet until yesterday, where he made two phenomenal catches, one in a two-minute drill, one at the end of game period. That second one was a tough, tough catch, too, and he really did his best to come down with it. That's a guy they're going to need, right? I know, like I just talked about, there's a lot of excitement around Golden. Like, Romeo Dobbs has had an outstanding summer.
Yep.
But they're going to need Jaden Reed. They are absolutely going to need Jaden Reed to do what they want to do. And it was just good to see him finally kind of contribute in a big way yesterday. But up until then, it's been a pretty quiet summer for Jaden.
Yeah, I totally agree. I had him on my list as well when I put this together the other day. And just a player that, you know, you want to see really break out in this upcoming season, get back. He had a rough second half of last year, and I expect he's going to get back playing to the level that we're expecting him to play at, but had been a quiet camp up until pretty much, like you said, just about yesterday. You mentioned Devontae Wyatt along the interior of that defensive line. Now, this player is not playing against the ones per se, but one defensive tackle who has consistently made noise is Nasir Stackhouse, the undrafted free agent from Georgia. I mean, every day you see him either stuffing a run, getting into the backfield. He was 2-0 against Jacob Monk in the one-on-ones yesterday. Like, I don't know what more you can kind of ask of him at this point other than just moving him up the depth chart and seeing if he can hang against some of the either starters or at least, again, more of the second team guys.
Yeah, I've absolutely loved his camp. And it's interesting because I saw him that first day I was in town. I was, you know, because you know, look, they're going to need help along the interior, especially on early downs, if they want to keep up playing the type of run defense they played last year. And he seems to be the ticket there. You know, the pads weren't on, and it was very impressive that first day. And I thought, okay, Aaron, just temper your enthusiasm here. Pads came on, and he just got better. And it, like you said, it seems like he's either pushing the pocket. He's not a great pass rusher. You don't think you're going to get a ton of pass rush from him. But he certainly resets the line of scrimmage. And or if they are trying to run and they're firing off the ball, you're not moving him a whole lot. And that is, like, very noticeable. And to your point, they have started kind of starting to kick him up more against the twos. And he's even had, like, a handful, I want to say last Thursday, he had a handful of snaps against the ones. Same thing happened on family night. You can tell, like, that process seems to have begun. I think they're feeling pretty well about what they have there. Again, we got joints to go. We got preseason to go. But if he keeps doing what he's been doing, he's not going to be on the 53. He's going to be in the rotation at a significant level.
Yeah, to me, it's already would be incredibly difficult to just be like, yeah, let's subject that guy to waivers and hope he makes it back to the practice squad. He looked really, really talented.
And
I would not want to take that risk if I were Green Bay. A couple other things before we get out of here with Aaron Nagler, Cheesehead TV. Find him on social media at Aaron Nagler. All right, a couple just quick thoughts on who you're going to be watching Packers Jets this Saturday.
I mean, obviously against the lines, always about the offensive and defensive lines. I'd love to see more of Anthony Belton. I've been really pleasantly surprised at how athletic he has been or has shown to be. I mean, a man that size, obviously he was picked with a premium pick. You expect an athlete of some kind, but man, when you're there live, at least, it jumps off the field. So very excited to watch him. And then ultimately, man, just stay healthy. I mean, that's it. Each and every one of these preseason games, I'm just like, kind of crossing my fingers and toes and rubbing a little lucky rabbit's foot, just hoping to get out of the game without, you know, any significant injuries. So if they can do that, get what they need on tape, that's a win.
Sterling Sharp, Hall of Fame this past weekend, deservedly so. What are your memories of Sterling Sharp and why he was as great as he was and why he was so deserving of that Hall of Fame nod?
I mean, long overdue. I've been banging that drum at Cheesehead TV for, it feels like decades. Probably has been decades. I mean, I always say he was the greatest football player I ever saw with my own two eyes. And I've seen a lot of great players. But the way he could absolutely dominate an opponent when not only the entire defense, the entire stadium knew that the ball was going to him. They wanted to get him the football. And especially when Brett got on the scene, they did quite a bit. And you couldn't stop him. You just couldn't stop him. It didn't matter if you rolled coverage. It didn't matter if you clouded him. It didn't matter if you rolled that safety over the top. He was going to get open. And he was going to make something happen after the ball got in his hand. Just the single greatest receiver I ever saw in my life. He absolutely amazing. It's an absolute travesty that happened as far as the injury. He would have been dominant and one of the kind of statistical all-time greats, but he is an all-time great, and it's beyond time that he went into Canton. It's so well-deserved.
90-91 was when I first, you know, kind of even started to kind of get into the Green Bay Packers. So not a ton of great players, but Sterling Sharp, Leroy Butler, the two that were the first star players of football that I got to watch, and they immediately stood out, and they become your favorite players very, very quickly. And like you said, very deservedly in now the Hall of Fame. And yeah, one of just right there with the Jerry Rices and all the great wide receivers of that time for what he was able to do on the field. And so excited that he was able to get in. All right. I know you got to get out of here, but last but not least, I did want to ask you, we don't get to talk about it often, why are your Milwaukee Brewers going to win the World Series, Aaron?
Because they make you play baseball. I love all these teams like the Cubs and the Yankees who are on these downturns because they're just home run or bust, right? Like Aaron Judge, if he's not hitting he's not hitting bombs, they aren't winning games. The Brewers make you play baseball. Last night was a perfect example in Atlanta. They had what should have been a pretty routine fly ball to left center field, goes over the guy's head. He misjudged it. That's you. That's on you. You're not playing baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Brewers make you play baseball and they make you be perfect to beat them. And it's very rare that people can be perfect game in and game out. I love this team. I love the fact that they can lose a guy like Jackson Churio for a pretty extensive time. And they don't blink. They have plenty of other ways to beat you. Like, I absolutely love this baseball team.
They're like the casino. They're the house. They just have every little advantage in their favor. And you might win a small, you know, hand of blackjack here or there, but they're ultimately going to get your money by the end of it. And it's just, it's so fun to watch this team play. Like you said, the offense, or I guess scoring, defense, pitching, everything is just really, really fun. So I'm sure we'll talk about it more. And of course, we'll talk Packers over at camp today. I'm excited to see you out there. Cannot thank you enough for your time. I'll see you in just over an hour. And tell us all about Cheesehead TV.
Cheesehead TV is devoted to Packers fans worldwide. I'm talking to Packers fans every day on our YouTube channel. We do happy hours. We do live watch-alongs of every Packers game. CheeseheadTV.com. Check it out for all your Packers needs.
A huge thank you to Aaron Nagler for joining us in the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Follow him at Aaron Nagler and, of course, over on Cheesehead TV. Aaron, I'll talk to you soon, but we'll be back with more Packaday Radio Show right after this.
Thanks, Andy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.